From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to publicly bash the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe, while leaving open the possibility of a presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents. Flynn has agreed to cooperate with special counsel investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. The president has repeatedly called the Russia investigation a witch hunt.
I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election.
Earlier this year, the U.S. intelligence community released a report that stated Russia had meddled in the election, showing a preference for Trump over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island late Friday night, killing two people, severely damaging dozens of buildings near the epicenter. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time. It was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta, where office towers and apartment buildings swayed. Authorities say a 62-year-old man and an 80-year-old woman were killed in building collapses. Dozens of houses collapsed and about 65 suffered severe damage. It triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Java's coastline that was lifted about 2 hours later. Indonesia sits on the Ring of Fire, a seismically active line of fault in the Pacific Ocean where many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European leaders finished a summit in Brussels Friday, agreeing that Britain has done enough to move on to the second phase of negotiations to leave the EU, but without any signs of agreement on matters of immigration. European Council leader Donald Tusk said at the end of the meetings that EU leaders will find it very hard to reach a compromise in talks on a new policy for admitting refugees by a June deadline. Southern countries, including Italy and Greece, which take in a large number of asylum seekers who reach their shores, want every EU member state to be required to take in refugees. Some Eastern countries, including Hungary, Poland, and Czech Republic, oppose the refugee quotas. On the issue of Brexit, EU leaders agreed to allow Britain to move on to the second phase of negotiations. The move was expected after British Prime Minister Theresa May traveled to Brussels last week to secure an agreement on the first phase of Britain leaving the European Union. The United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of South Sudan's children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of war. Released on the fourth anniversary of the start of the war, UNICEF's latest report paints a gloomy picture of childhood in the Central African nation. We'll get more in the story from Lisa Schlein.
The figures in the report make grim reading. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 2,300 children have been killed or injured since South Sudan erupted into conflict in December 2013. And among those who are living, it says around 3 million have very little to eat. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says more than 1 million of those children are acutely malnourished, including 280,000 who are suffering from acute, severe malnutrition.
The child suffering from acute malnutrition is a child who is at risk of dying, at least 9 times more likely to die than a child who has a correct nutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Embassy in Myanmar is expressing concern about two Reuters journalists who were arrested 3 days ago in the country, which is also known as Burma. The embassy said in a statement Friday that there has been no word of the reporters' whereabouts since their arrest, and authorities have not allowed their families to visit. Journalists were working on stories about a military crackdown on Rakhine State, home of the ethnic minority Rohingyas. A military crackdown in the area has driven an estimated 600,000 Rohingya Muslims into neighboring Bangladesh. The ministry has released a photo of the two men in handcuffs, although it has not officially notified Reuters of their status. For details and more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.